Now, a conference which was to be held at Queen's University to discuss the fallout of the Charlie Hebdo murders has actually been cancelled. This event was to be getting underway in June. The Vice Chancellor, Patrick Johnson, sent an email to delegates saying that he'd made the decision at the start of the week and the event would not be going ahead. He made reference to concerns about security risks for the delegates, and also he was expressing some concern about the reputation of Queen's University as well. Now, the symposium, known as Understanding Charlie, New Perspectives on Contemporary Citizenship After Charlie Hebdo, was due to be hosted by the Institute for Collaborative Research in Humanities at Queen's University. And you'll recall, of course, in Paris, 12 people died when two terrorists opened fire on journalists, and another five actually were killed over the next couple of days by indeed another terrorist. So what has it come to now that we can't have a discussion at a university? Let me speak to Malachy O'Doherty, writer and commentator. Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Malachy, say again.
Indeed, what has it come to?
Yeah, what has it come to? Because I've noticed a couple of texts about it when I mentioned it at the very beginning, saying this is a very sensible move from a man who obviously has the care and well-being of our the student population to the fore in his mind, Mr. Patrick Johnson, the Vice-Chancellor. He's also talking about the reputation of the university and security risk in general. Is there a threat to an event such as this at the Collaborative Research in Humanities Institute?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it may well be that the Vice-Chancellor is acting on information that the rest of us don't have. That there is some kind of major security threat that, you know, if there is, then maybe he's doing something very sensible and practical. If there is, then surely that's a much hotter story. You know, if we have a real risk of an attack on Queen's, you know, then we should maybe know about that, or maybe not, if the intelligence people think we shouldn't. I don't know. The question is, what does he know that we don't know? And that's one part of the question. The other part of the question is reputation, when he talks about reputation. The problem for him there is that a university is, by its very definition or very nature, a place of free discussion. And therefore, if you squash discussion within a university, then you are damaging its reputation. So is there some other aspect of reputation that is more valuable than that? And I don't know what it might be. I could construct possible arguments that it's about a place where, I don't know, I mean, where that is open to the world, you know, that wants people to come from other countries to study there or to put money into it. Who knows? But, I mean, actually, I think in terms of reputation, then
Yeah, just going to stop you there for a second, Malachy. Your line seems to have faded on me to some extent.
Okay, almost, sorry.
Yeah,
is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's better. Just with regards to that, yeah, just make that point again.
Well, my point is essentially that reputation for a university depends on it being a free space for free conversation and free expression. That is the most important part of a university. I would have thought that is the most important part of a university's reputation to defend. It may be that there are other ways in which you define the reputation of a university. But, I mean, Queen's is going out into the world saying that it's a Russell Group university, that it's most strongly committed to research. And, you know, it has set up an institute of conflict transformation headed by Hastings Donham and employing some really wonderful high-ranking academics who've written on conflict and terrorism and conflict resolution. And I mean, what must they be thinking? You know, if they're committed to this part, and if they're being sold abroad as the best in the field, and then a symposium discussing Charlie Hebdo can be quashed. You know,
I'm going to ask you one final question, Malachy, because for some reason the line's just totally.
Okay, do you want to call in the landline?
Yeah. Right, actually, that's what we will do. We'll get you up on a landline there, because that would be much better if we get We'll get Malachy up there on a landline and we'll be as clear as can be, because I do want to hear the points that he is making. Like your opinion on it as well. 90-333-105. Do you think this is the right move by the university's Vice-Chancellor, Patrick Johnson? He's saying that the particular symposium will not be going ahead. And the main reasons, the security risk for the delegates, obviously, and this is going to lead round to talking to Malachy about some of the delegates would be saying things that would absolutely annoy the people who attacked the journalists. They will be completely, utterly and totally putting those people down. But are we fearful, so fearful now, of expressing an opinion against terrorists like that, that we're not prepared to have a discussion? And that's really the crux of the matter. Malachy, I was just saying there while we're getting you back on the line, we now have a situation where there's a suggestion that those who are trying to quash free speech have actually been successful because of the decision made by Mr. Johnson.
Well, that was the point made by Index on Censorship in a discussion online about it yesterday. It's a discussion, I think, which is going to feature in much of the media discussion on this. I think it's unfortunate that the Vice Chancellor has chosen not to give interviews to explain himself. I mean, I think that's a communication strategy, isn't it? You know, when there's bad news, just keep your head down and hope that the story will go away. But, you know, on the balance, you know, this symposium was going to produce papers maybe that would have featured in small academic journals that very few people will have read, whereas now the issue is being discussed here on U105. It's been discussed on the BBC this morning. It's likely to feature in The Guardian and certainly in any of the papers and journals around university life and the columns about freedom and censorship and academic discussion.
So are the terrorists rubbing their hands with glee as they hear about it and saying, yep, we've achieved yet again something that we set out to achieve. We have silenced a leading university, a leading British university.
Yeah, well, the reports are likely to go far enough for them to hear about it. You know, that's the way things are at the moment. So unless there's something here that has not been explained to us, and maybe something of a security nature which is so sensitive that it can't be explained to us, this really is a shot in the foot for Queen's. I mean, this is a research-centred university selling itself to the world as a place which encourages research. It has its own Institute of Collaborative Humanities employing very senior academics, global experts in the fields of terrorism, conflict studies and the like. And, you know, they are outflanked. They have been put in a very difficult position. You know, they'll be getting calls from other universities today saying, you know, do you guys really have the space within which to function that we thought you had?
Just looking at a couple of the texts, one saying, too much talk about Charlie Hebdo. It's time to stop talking about it. Well done to Mr. Johnson, keeping the university safe. You see, there are people listening to this programme who absolutely feel that they don't want to take any risks whatsoever.
Well, you know, that is not, you know, that is, you do have to take some risks for freedom of speech. But I mean, there's a discussion on my Facebook thread about this, and there are people coming in saying, well, we have organised in the voluntary sector, we've had these discussions already. You know, we've had symposia, we've had conferences, we've had meetings where we've discussed this. And we've had Muslims at those meetings, and we've had people from different sides of the voluntary sector and community field there. And freedom was not harmed in the making of those projects. So, no, I do think, you know, I mean, I know it's dodgy times and it's dangerous and people people are worried. But, you know, actually, you know, if you're not in the game of defending freedom of speech, then there's a couple of places you shouldn't be. One of them is in the media, like ourselves, and another one of them is in academic life in the universities.
Obviously, if Mr. Johnson was available for interview, the first question to ask him would be, have you been threatened?
I think so. I think that is the only thing that could justify a decision like this. I don't think that it can be justified on the other grounds of reputation.
Okay, Malachy, thank you. Malachy O'Doherty on the radio.